I've heard of people eating these darn nasty possums too. But
I tried that too.
I wouldn't eat one of them because I know what they'll eat, and I just don't want chance one of them. They'll eat anything. It don't matter to everybody what it is.
The meat isn't bad, but it's awfully oily and greasy.
Yeah, they're terribly. Yeah, that's right. Terribly greasy. Yeah. Oh goodness, we used to kill if we kill a big fat skunk in the wintertime. Why, I've heard of people eating young skunks, and they say that they're just as good as a young squirrel. Hmm. But I'll take their word for it.
I think I will too.
They can have it. But many a time we have killed a skunk for the pelt. And then when we'd find the right real fat one, we'd render it out and get that oil, that skunk oil. Mm-hmm. And it was wonderful for medical purposes. Good gracious.
That's what I heard. It penetrates very well.
Hmm?
It penetrates.
Penetrates,
very well.
Yes. You bet your boots. When we'd get, my folks used to just keep some of that nearly all the time in our home, some skunk oil. We'd get a heavy chest cold, or whether just get the old skunk oil out and give us a good greasing and put us to bed. Yeah. I've heard it said that a little bit of it taken inwardly for the croup was as good a thing as you could take. But I don't know whether that's true or not. I never did take any. Never did have to, but I heard it said that it was good, really good. It could be taken inwardly.
Imagine
for the croup.
Give that to a child, but you couldn't get away with it with an adult.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Did you have any of those lizards with the horns on their heads and on their sides? A flat lizard.
Yes, we've got them, and they come to see us every summer. We occasionally you'll see them out here on the lawn. Hmm. You're thinking about the horny toad.
Uh-huh.
They're perfectly harmless. Perfectly harmless. Kids pick them up, you know, and play with them. They won't bite you. They won't do nothing to you.
Yeah.
And then I've seen people that were afraid of them. Definitely afraid of them.
No, they're an ugly thing.
Yeah.
Do you have the other kind without the horns? You mentioned the horny toad.
Oh yes, we got the big old toad. Oh yes, I bet you just the old grandpappies. Yeah, toads, and they're another harmless thing. And they used to have an idea about them. If you'd handle them and play with a monkey with them, and then you'd have warts all over you. Well, that's a lot of bunk.
Yeah.
A lot of bunk. I handled a many one of them, and they just wet on me and never give me any warts.
Have you ever heard those called toad frogs?
I've heard people call them toad frogs, but they're not toad frogs. I don't think they're just toads. I don't think they're any relation to the frog family.
Uh-huh.
I just don't believe they are. I've heard them called toad frogs, yes.
How about that big frog that makes such a tremendous noise and gets maybe that long? Perhaps as a boy you hit
it. Gosh, yes, I've seen lots of them, great big fellas, my goodness alive. And I've killed oodles of them just for their legs.
Uh-huh.
Oh, their legs. And I never did eat any the part of that frog, but they say that any part of the frog is just as good as them hind legs.
Well, there's a lot of meat on those legs.
Yes, you know. There's a lot of meat on. Yes, that's right. There's a lot of meat on them legs, but that's all we took. Just cut the hind legs off.